Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Rakuten is the smartest way to shop and save. Earn cash back at over 3,500 stores in every single category, like fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, subscription services, and so much more. Membership is free, and it's a breeze to sign up. Rakuten deposits cash back directly into your PayPal account, or they can send you a check. Rakuten has 15 million members who are already saving. It's a no-brainer. You're earning cash back while you shop. Start all your shopping at Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up. Speaking of, this week, May 9th through the 16th, Rakuten is having their biggest cash back event of the year. Get 15% cash back at over 700 plus stores. Key categories include apparel, shoes, beauty, home, pets, and travel. This is the perfect time to sign up. Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app and start saving today. Rakuten. R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome the author, Jonathan Schanzer. His new book is Gaza Conflict 2021, Hamas, Israel, and 11 Days of War. Jonathan is at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, where he's vice president for research. And this book contains a deal of research and the chronology of the conflict between Hamas and the state of Israel and the rest of the planet for at least the last 30 years since the birth of Hamas, the late 80s, the early 90s. We begin, however, in a date that is near at hand, May 10th, 2021. Jerusalem Day. It is a celebration at the Western Wall, dancing and graduation and joy for Israel, but it's involved certainly in maintaining the continuity that Israel has been obliged to maintain against its adversaries since the independence in the 1940s. But this is 2021, and suddenly rockets fly. Jonathan, a very good evening to you. That day, Hamas opens fire with its new round, its new arsenal of rockets. Why that day? Well, that particular day with the celebration going on in Jerusalem. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yeah, that was an important day for Hamas, an important day in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. It's a day in which the Israelis celebrate what they describe as the reunification of Jerusalem. It harkens back to the day that the Israelis liberated the city during the 1967 Six-Day War. And they continue to celebrate their eternal capital, as they describe it. And they often celebrate in front of the Western Wall, the holiest site in Judaism. It's a moment of dancing and singing and celebration. But of course, this is something that is roundly jeered by Hamas. Hamas, of course, is an organization that is dedicated to the destruction of the state of Israel, but also is infused with Islamist and religious ideology. And so they oppose Israel's very presence in Jerusalem. And so this is always a contentious day in the city of Jerusalem. But I think in this case, it was even more contentious amidst a number of other incidents that had put the region on tilt.
What you make very clear in your presentation is that Hamas looks for provocations, looks for moments it can cite, almost like a legal scholar to say this is the precedent for why we're firing rockets against civilians. What was Hamas's excuse or explanation for why it opened fire that day?
Well, it was actually a culmination of things. And I would actually point to something that we saw often cited in our media in the days leading up to the beginning of the war. And that was a real estate controversy in the Eastern Jerusalem neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah. The story actually began roughly a full century ago when Jews bought land and built homes in this particular neighborhood. Then in the 1948 war, the War of Independence for Israel, the Jews lost that territory. It was overtaken by Jordan. Jordan then occupied that area from 1948 until 1967. During that time, the owners of that land were unable to inhabit it, and Arabs took it over. Now, when the Israelis won that territory again in 67, they did not evict the squatters in these homes. Well, they actually began a long legal process that stretched on from 1968, 1969, 70, all the way until 2021. There was about to be a decision handed down in the Israeli court system, and this was the center of attention. And the narrative was that Israel was about to evict Arabs from their homes. Add that to what was going on in Jerusalem Day. Add that to the fact that Ramadan was currently underway. There was a lot of tension, and Hamas sought to give the appearance to its people that it was defending Jerusalem, Islam, and the Palestinian cause.
However, we have another explanation that is much more convincing. April 29th. The Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, 16 years president, no re-election, canceled the pending elections, April 29th. Why was that a threat and a blow to Hamas? Why did that give Hamas a road forward to attack Israel?
The context is incredibly important, and that is that Hamas did win an election in 2006, but the U.S. and Israel and others refused to accept the results of that election, and for good reason. This is a terrorist organization that seeks the destruction of the state of Israel and seeks war at all costs. And so Hamas has been frustrated before in terms of political participation in the Palestinian system. But back in 2021, after the Abraham Accords were signed, these are the peace deals, if you recall, between Israel and the UAE and Bahrain and Morocco and Sudan, the Palestinians began to realize that they were losing the Arab street. Across the Arab world, they were concerned that perhaps their cause was not seen as a priority any longer, as evidenced by these normalization agreements. And so they decided that they were going to hold elections. No one gave it a lot of thought because the Palestinians have been divided now for more than 14 years, and no one thought that it would happen. But after the Biden administration stepped in, they endorsed these elections. I think it was a huge mistake that they would have done so. But nevertheless, plans went forward to hold these elections in April. And as we got closer and closer, I think the Biden administration began to realize, maybe perhaps due to pressure from the Israelis and from some of the more pragmatic Arab states, that holding these elections would be a disaster, primarily because there are laws here in the United States, some of which were spearheaded by a guy you may have heard of named Senator Joe Biden, that would have cut off American funds to the Palestinian Authority and would have sparked a full diplomatic crisis between the Palestinian Authority and the United States. So at the last minute, Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, canceled those elections, caused a great deal of frustration within his rival, the Hamas faction. And I believe that it was this frustration that ultimately prompted Hamas to launch that war. They sought to make themselves appear to be the champions of the Palestinian cause.
And that day in Jerusalem, the Jerusalem Day, triggers 50 rockets. And Jonathan's now explained to us Hamas's thinking. It was cagey. It was organized. It was not provoked, but planned by Hamas. So where do these cagey actors come from? We're going to go back some 30 years to the foundation of Hamas and their remit when they began with a group called the Muslim Brotherhood. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm speaking to Jonathan Shanzer. Gaza Conflict 2021 is the new book, Hamas, Israel, and 11 Days of War in 2021. I'm John Batchelor.
Let's face it, work has gotten a lot harder in the last 2 years for everyone. That's why at Rike, our goal is to make your work as easy and efficient as possible. We help companies like Walmart, Airbnb, and Google to collaborate and tame their overflowing inboxes. Visit us at Rike.com. That's W-R-I-K-E.com. And discover how we can help you do your best work. Rike, where strategy meets infinite possibilities.
Would you rather have wireless on the most reliable network nationwide or unlimited with 5G for $30 a month per line? You don't have to choose with Xfinity Mobile. Wireless so good it keeps one-upping itself. Most reliable based on Roots Metric U.S. report. Results vary, not an endorsement. $30 per month per line when you get 4 lines.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.